When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this, he woke them both up. And he says, "My dear mother, today your offense has been destroyed, and I give you pure love for Krishna." And all the devotees ecstatically chant to the holy name. Actually, Sachimata did not make any offense. But the Lord wanted to teach this very important lesson that whoever one may be, they have no right to offend Vaishnavas. Our scripture says, even if Lord Shiva, Vaishnavanam yata shambhu, even if Lord Shiva offends Vaishnava, he will fall. That is the power of Vaishnav Aparad. Even Sachi Devi cannot achieve love of Krishna if she offends Vaishnavas. Now, what was this so-called offense? Would you like to know?
No!
We are at Advaita Bhavan city at this moment. Vishwaroop, the elder brother of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was so dismayed to see the materialistic mentality of society that he would rise very early in the morning at the house of Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra. He would take his bath in the Ganga and immediately come to here. And in the association of Advaitacharya, he would just hear and chant the glories of the Lord throughout the day. He would forget about lunch. Every day, Mother Sachi would tell her little Nimai. At that time, he was only about 5 years old. She would say, "Nimai, bring your brother home. Lunch is ready." And Nimai would come here. And he'd grab Vishwaroop by the cloth and say, "Brother, brother, Mataji is calling you for lunch." Clothed only in four directions, covered with dust, beautiful, beautiful built, golden form. When Advaita Prabhu and the other devotees would see this little child, they became totally silent. They gazed at him with unblinking eyes. He captured their hearts. They could think of nothing and no one else. Then the boy would just come to Vishwaroop and run away. And the devotees would look at each other. What happened? That child, he's captivated our hearts, he's captivated our minds, he's conquered us. Who is he? So Vishwaroop would spend all day, every day, here at the house of Advaita, studying the scriptures and discussing Harikatha. And he was just hardly a teenage boy, understanding the futility of this world. He left his mother, left his brother, left his father, left Navadvip, became sannyas, Shankararanya. That utterly broke the heart of poor Sachi Devi. And she knew that it was due to Advaita Prabhu's association that my child left home, rejected everything, to become a sannyasi. His beautiful, soft lotus feet are now traveling barefoot in the jungles. I feed him every day. I know how he eats. Where will he get food? What food will he eat? How will he keep warm in the winter times, living in the forests? What is the pain of a mother for a teenage child to leave home like that? But because she knew that Advaita Prabhu was a great Vaishnav, she never said anything to anyone. Some years later, after Nimai returned from Gaya, he spent all day and all night with the Vaishnavas, whose leader was Advaitacharya. And he was appearing to show no interest in the household affairs. Sachimata was thinking in her heart that because of this Advaita Prabhu, now my only other son may take sannyas and leave home. So she spoke to some people that you call him Advaita, but I call him Dvaita. He is duplicitous. Sachimata prayed that he has already taken away one moon-like son of mine, and now he will not leave my other son alone. My husband has died. Advaita took my one son away. He became a sannyasi. All I have is Nimai. But now he's taking him away. I'm a helpless widow. No one is kind to me. I have no way to survive. I cannot maintain my life without Nimai. Why you call him Advaita? He is Dvaitamayi. He's full of duplicity. She spoke this with tears of love for her child. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that occasion to teach the world the danger of Vaishnava Aparadha, the mad elephant offense. Even someone so exalted as the Lord's own eternal mother will not get Krishna prema. If there is offenses to Vaishnavas. I don't want to end on that note, so I will speak another story. With your permission. The doors were locked. The windows were locked. And the kirtan went on. So many people who were pious, they just longed and prayed that someday they would see Lord Gauranga dance. One of them was a brahmachari. He had a completely pure heart, very austere, gentle. He was so austere that the only thing he ate was milk. He longed in his heart to see Lord Chaitanya dance. Every single day he would come to Srivas Thakur and beg him, the perfection of my whole life is if just one time you allow me in to see Gauranga Mahaprabhu dance. Please, please. Srivas Thakur explained to him, this is not possible. Only those who the Lord approves can come in. We cannot disturb him. But still, that brahmachari came every day. And with such gentle, humble appeal, he begged, just one time, Sri Vash, just one time. Because he understood the science. You cannot approach the Lord directly. But if somehow or other you get the favor of the heart of the Lord's devotee, then the Lord's devotee can bring you before the Lord. Shrivas said, I know that your heart is pure. Therefore, I will let you in. But you will have to hide in a secret place. Shrivas Thakur brought him in and hid him. One by one, all the devotees entered. Then Lord Chaitanya came. The mardangas, the karatals, and the sweet chanting of Mukunda Dutt filled the environment. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced. He was embracing Nityananda Prabhu. There was Nityananda Prabhu dancing with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaitacharya was jumping and jumping and jumping in ecstasy, and Gadadhar Pandit was gracefully dancing along with the Lord in kirtan. All the associates were there chanting beautifully in kirtan. And that brahmachari was watching to his heart's content. Suddenly, stop this kirtan! I am feeling no ecstasy. Shrivas, is someone here that should not be here? Shrivas Thakur replied, my lord, there are no blasphemers and no offenders and no sense gratifiers here. But there is one brahmachari, but he's very pure in heart. In fact, he only drinks milk. The Lord became angry. He raised both his arms with his fingers spread and said, get him out of here at once. I will have no milk drinkers in my kirtan. What does he think? What does he think? That merely drinking milk is the qualification to see my dancing? No. Get that milk drinker out of here. It is not by austerity. It is not by the cultivation of knowledge. It is only by devotion and surrender that one can see my dance. What austerities did Gajendra perform? What austerities did the monkey soldiers perform? What austerities did the gopas of Braj perform? They saw me because they had unalloyed devotion. It is not by austerities. It is not by any other principle except bhakti that one can see me as I am. Get him out of here before I rip him to pieces. The brahmachari got up and walked out of the house. But as he was walking, in his heart of heart, he was thinking, I'm so fortunate. I got to see the beautiful dance of Lord Gauranga. For those moments, I saw the beautiful dance of love of Sri Chaitanya. How fortunate I am. But the Lord is so kind. He is so merciful. He has punished me for my offensive, fallen mentality. That is His kindness. The super soul in the heart, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, understood his thoughts and was very pleased. When one becomes chastised by the Lord, the tendency is, why me? What have I done? Why? Maybe he doesn't exist. That means you failed the test. But when you're chastised, when the Lord chastises you either directly or indirectly through the Vaishnavas, through the conditioned souls, through material energy, if you have a grateful heart. Tatenu kampam susamikshamano bunjana evakitam vipagam ridvagvapur virvitam namaste jiveta yasusa mukti sadesadayava. Who has the rightful claim to the perfection of liberation? Lord Brahma, the guru of our sampradaya, has explained. One who is put in terrible suffering condition, and in that condition thinks that this is just a token of what I deserve due to my past sins. And while passing through that suffering with folded hands and a genuine grateful heart, one offers obeisances to the Lord. That person attracts Krishna. And this brahmachari, although severely chastised by the Lord, in his humility, he accepted it gratefully as his mercy. Thus the Lord called the brahmachari back. Bring him back at once. And when the brahmachari returned, he offered his obeisances, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed his beautiful, all-merciful lotus feet on top of the brahmachari's head and bestowed him the highest perfection of prema bhakti because he was pleased with him. The Lord instructed the brahmachari, it is not by austerities or any other material efforts that you can achieve my grace. It is only by pure devotional service. One day, Advaitacharya was in this courtyard of Srivastava. And he entered into the state of the love of the gopis of Vrindavan. In his humility, in the feelings of the gopis' separation, he put straw between his teeth, and he was dancing and dancing and dancing and weeping ecstatically for 6 continuous hours with the other Vaishnavas. Now after 6 hours, all the other devotees were just exhausted. But Advaita Prabhu just kept dancing and dancing. Finally they stopped the kirtan and settled him down, and he sat down peacefully. Srivas Thakur and the other devotees went to the Ganga to take their bath. While they're away, again, emerging from the heart of Advaita Prabhu came the feelings of the gopis' separation. This is very special. According to our Vaishnava Acharyas, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought the ecstasy of Braj Bhakti, Braj Prem, even to all the other avatars and devotees of the avatars who were his associates. So this gopi bhava again awakened in his heart, and Advaita just started rolling on the ground, weeping and crying in ecstasy, chanting the holy names. At that time, Lord Chaitanya was in his own house performing his duties. But he knew the lamentation of his devotee. So immediately Lord Chaitanya left everything behind and came here to Srivasangam, where he picked up Advaita and brought him into the temple room of Vishnu and said, Advaita, please, what is your heart's desire? Advaitacharya said, my heart's desire is to see you. Now I see you. I want nothing else. The Lord said, please, I want to offer you a boon. Ask for a boon. Sri Advaita Prabhu replied, that extraordinary darshan that you gave to Arjuna on his chariot in the field of Kurukshetra, please let me see that. Instantly, Advaita found himself standing on a chariot And there was Arjuna with folded palms offering prayers. And in front of him was Lord Krishna with a forearm form holding conch shell, club, disc, and lotus flower. Before Advaita Prabhu's engladdened vision, that form transformed into Virat Roop. Advaita Prabhu saw the universal form where there were millions of heads, millions of eyes, millions of mouths, millions of arms. He saw the sun, the moon, the oceans, the mountains, the planets, everything within the body of the Lord. He saw the flaming mouths of time devouring all blasphemers. Advaita Prabhu stood mystified with folded hands offering prayers in ecstasy. At that time, Nityananda Prabhu happened to be walking along the bank of the Ganga, and he was thinking in his heart, "My Lord, Gauranga is now showing the universal form to Advaita. I want to see it too." So quickly he came and knocked on the door. Nobody answered, so he just opened it and came in. And there, him and Advaita Prabhu stood with folded hands, seeing the universal form manifested here in Srivasangam. The Lord was so happy to see his devotees, he began to dance. He began to dance, and Advaita and Nityananda in ecstasy, they were dancing. After some time, the Lord returned to his original form of Gauranga and left the house. Advaita and Nityananda Prabhu were in incredible ecstasy. They were crying, they were dancing, they were embracing one another. What kind of mercy they just received. Then their rasa started to manifest with each other. This is a rasa of pure love. Advaita Prabhu said to Nityananda Prabhu, "He was giving that darshan to me. I didn't invite you. What right did you have to just come in the temple uninvited? Nobody knows what your caste is. Nobody knows who your parents are. You just wander around eating food from so many people's house, we don't even know what you eat or where you eat. What right do you have to come in to see this darshan? This was my darshan." And Nityananda Prabhu replied. He said, "I am the Avadhut. And if you continue talking the way you're talking, then I will speak with my fist." "And then you will perish." What to speak of will perish? You've already been destroyed by wife, children, and home. But I am a renunciate who walked the path of the Paramahamsas. In this way, they played nice jokes with each other in loving devotion. In this instance, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, when there is arguments between very exalted Vaishnavas, if anybody takes side with either one of them and criticizes the other, they're in big trouble. We have to be very careful. Sometimes exalted Vaishnavas quarrel. But when we down here, if we take sides and criticize one or the other, even Prabhupada, sometimes he would say things about exalted people. He said, I can say these things, but you cannot. Because it is a high level of some sort of relationship that cannot always be comprehended or understood by us. Should I tell another story?
No!
Actually, there's unlimited stories that took place at Shiva's Angam. There's no end. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, just like a bird flies as high as he can in the sky. But how much of the sky can a little bird cover? But still, it's his duty to fly as high as he can. So similarly, the glories, the pastimes of the Lord are unlimited, like the sky. But we little birds, we should speak whatever we can speak. And if it is done sincerely, the Vaishnavas may bless us, and then the Lord will be pleased upon us. One night, in the house of Srivas Pandit, kirtan was going on. Just about 2 hours after the sunset, Srivas Thakur's son died. He went to Vaikuntha to see Lord Narayan. The ladies of the house in an outside room began to wail in dismay at the death of the son. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees were dancing in ecstasy, but Srivas Thakur heard that crying. Immediately he ran to the room and he saw the dead body of his son laying before his eyes and all the ladies weeping. Srivas, who loved his son as dearly as a father could love a son, he said, "Why are you crying? What a good fortune. He has left his body while Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing in our home while the holy name is resounding. Such good fortune our son has achieved. Without a doubt, you should be absolutely certain that he has attained the spiritual abode. What good fortune. But if your crying disturbs Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy in my house, then I will take my own life and drown in the Ganges. So if you must cry, do it silently." Srivas Thakur then went back into the kirtan. Lord Chaitanya was dancing, and Srivas, with a huge smile on his face, was dancing blissfully with the Lord. Throughout the entire night, when the night was practically over, one by one, each of the devotees was hearing the news that Srivas Thakur's beloved son, who was loved by everyone, had left. Sadness was filling everyone's heart. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sensed that, and he asked, "Has something inauspicious happened? Srivas, has anything inauspicious happened in your house tonight? I feel something." Please listen carefully to Srivas Thakur's reply. He said, "My Lord, with your beautiful moonlight face in my home, everything is absolutely auspicious." Another devotee told Lord Chaitanya that his son died. during your kirtan. Sri Gauranga became very sincere. He said, please tell me about it. When did it happen? He said, it happened 7.5 hours ago. But Srivas Thakur did not want to disturb the ecstasy of your chanting and dancing. When Lord Chaitanya heard that, he wept and wept and wept uncontrollably. Tears poured from his eyes. He became speechless. The Lord said, Srivas Thakur, Srivas, his love for me is so deep, it is so pure, that even the death of his own son just to please me, he felt no remorse. Such pure love. Then the Lord wept more and more and more. And he exclaimed, How could I ever give up the association of someone with such deep, pure love for me? How could I give up that association? The devotees were wondering, why is he crying and saying this? The reason why was this. Very soon, Lord Chaitanya planned to accept the renounced order of sannyas and leave Navadvipa and give up the association of these devotees. And he knew how Srivas and all the devotees would incessantly weep torrential tears when he left. Lord Chaitanya said, Srivas, your love has conquered me. But please know that Nityananda Prabhu and myself are eternally your sons. When the devotees heard this, they became ecstatic. Then the Lord went into the room where the son was laying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to that dead body. He said, my dear child, why have you left your father's house? The child miraculously rose from the dead. He spoke. He said, you are the supreme controller of everyone's destiny, my Lord. Wherever you send me, I must go. This body is only a temporary residence for the eternal soul. Who really is one's father? Who is one's mother? Who is one's husband, wife, or children? These are all temporary designations. You are all in all for everyone. We are all controlled by your power. I have had the very good fortune for many days to live in the house of my father and mother. But by your sweet will, that is past. Now I will go to whatever destination you send me, my Lord. But my only prayer is this. May I always remember you. May I always remember you. The child then laid down and became lifeless. Hearing the child speak completely dispelled everyone's grief. At that point, all the family members of Srivas and all the devotees fell and grasped onto Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And they prayed. They said, "My Lord, you are our father. You are our mother. You are our master. You are our life, our soul, our everything. Let us take birth in any position, even as an insect or a bird. We don't mind. But let us always remember you and take shelter of your lotus feet." In this way, all the devotees were crying, giving their hearts and souls to the Lord, knowing that He is our only eternal shelter. They then had a procession to bring the child to the Ganga, where they performed the last rites. Then they took their bath. These are some of the wonderful pastimes. It is explained that one who hears these beautiful pastimes that took place in the house of Srivas will attain the benediction of ecstatic love for Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. For Sri Sri Radha Krishna have appeared in the form of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. The Panchatattva, who danced ecstatically in the house of Srivas day and night in Kirtan, they plundered the storehouse of love of God to distribute the contents freely to anyone who is willing to accept. Our beloved Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, He took an unlimited quantity of the fruits that the Panchatattva brought to the earth to distribute. And by His causeless love and compassion, all of us are awarded with this inconceivable causeless benediction of being here in Sri Mayapur Dham, at the house of Srivas. The sun has set. It is night. That means on the spiritual platform, the kirtan of Lord Gauranga, Nityananda, Gadadhar, Advaita, Srivas, and all the devotees is taking place right here, right now. In Vrindavan, Seva Kunj, you're not supposed to go in at night because that Ras Leela is very confidential. But in Navadvip, that same Leela is going on in Harinam Kirtan, and everyone's invited to come. So we are very, very fortunate. The greatest benediction that the Lord has given us is He has given us Srila Prabhupada to shower His mercy upon us. He's given us His holy name. Through Prabhupada we've been given His holy name. We've been given His katha of His glories and His teachings. We've been given the holy dham to take shelter of. And we've been given the association of devotees. To be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Vaishnavas with humility and devotion is the greatest opportunity we have in our lives. So let us learn to love the Vaishnavas, to serve the Vaishnavas, to speak Krishna Katha with the Vaishnavas, to serve Guru's mission with the Vaishnavas, to take prasad with the Vaishnavas, with love and respect, and most of all, to take shelter of the Yuga Dharma in that association. Of very enthusiastically, sincerely chanting Hare Krishna mantra.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna! Krishna!
With very honest and humble hearts, let us bow our heads very low and pray at the lotus feet of Sri Guru and Gauranga. Beg for the mercy of Panchatattva, that we can follow in the footsteps of these great personalities we've been hearing about tonight and aspire for the benedictions that they have taught us how to pray for. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Ananti Kodi Vaishnavrinda ki, Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki.